because I don't want to have any fucking problems. I just updated OBS. I want to make sure everything's good. 1, 2, 3. All right, everyone. It's Grim Rants Live. Uncut. I've got a crew here, and we're going to talk about what's on everybody's mind. Empress leaving. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of glad. Because let me just start this off. When I brought Empress in, it was originally because I wanted a female voice in the Manosphere. I saw that Drex was doing it. I'm like, well, you know, Empress, she was giving off a little bit of some bass takes here and there, but I hadn't really talked to her in a long time. So I was like, well, maybe she might be interesting to talk to. And for a little bit, she was. However, we know about the infamous video where she lost her shit over her husband, or excuse me, her boyfriend, looking at porn behind her back. And, I can see why now.
After talking to her, I can see why.
Yeah, I can see why. It's not even that. It's the thing she's told me. You know, when she straight up told me, she's like, well, I don't take care of myself. I don't feel the need to look good for any man. You know, I don't, she said, I'm dirty, I wear a lot of the same clothes all the time, and I probably don't smell too good because I'm always covered in baby vomit.
Again, but she's like, yeah, he can just do me whatever he wants. Why doesn't he want to do me and just watch porn instead? And it's like,
I wonder why.
You need a 39.5-foot pole and some Febreze to get rid of your smell.
Right. Right. That's the
like,
thing.
Like, second self-awareness is painful.
It's so bad. The
issues I have with self-contradictory statements that are as easily to debunk as going to the first page of the Bible.
Yeah.
But the other shit, it's just even stupider.
The first page of the Bible, it's absolutely crazy that she... And she pissed off DP. She... I don't think there's anybody that has listened to that video...
...are ticked about the Bible piece, too, because... Reincarnation is not in the Bible.
No, it is not.
No, it's not in the Bible. That's why there's heaven and hell and purgatory. Like, that shit goes way fucking back. Like, way fucking back. And she's like, it's not New Age. It's ancient beliefs. It's Orthodox Christianity. And of course, DP says, I know Orthodox Christianity. It's not that bullshit.
Yes. Orthodox Christianity totally has pagan occult rituals. Nothing in the Old Testament said anything about going around for the glory of God, smiting witches and shit. No. Like, there's an entire section of Genesis where it's like, God is commanding you to fight the monsters and the witches and the fuck shit.
And... Yeah, it's absolutely fucking nuts, because everything that we talked about when it came to the Bible, yeah, she would try to twist, and I've got a lot of guys that watch me that are very biblical guys, they're very religious guys.
I don't care if you're religious or not, if you're going to hate something, at least know what you're dissing, and say objective true things, not straw man shit. Misrepresented it in such an obvious way.
Right.
If it was something like he's saying, like, one of those new versions of the Bible that's at least 10% edited or more, so you can publish your own Bible and make money off of it, and you're misquoting from that, at least we're in the same general ballpark of a book.
Yeah.
But when you're espouting ageism and shit that clearly isn't in the Bible... that everyone knows isn't Christianity at all, that's when I'm going to get annoyed, because it's like, you're not even trying to represent the thing you dislike.
Right.
While also claiming you like it because it's a cultural norm, but you're also against cultural norms because you're such a unique snowflake.
Neo had a good point. He said that she's basically using religion and she really just wants to slut herself out. That's what I heard, anyway. Okay, so, Whip, you're on. You said that you wanted me to go through all this bullshit till we can fucking just... I don't know. I mean, I have it all. I still have all the messages. Everything I fucking read, I still have all of it. All the way from... Shit. What? Yeah, god damn, that was a lot of messages. She wrote me a fucking book.
It is a literal novel.
Yeah.
Although... let me pull the chat here to see what all you guys think.
Did you go through the whole video whip, or was it just me who did?
No, I don't think...
I got through a good bit.
Oh, really?
Granted, I had some personal business to take care of.
Got it.
But, like, I guess my question is, like, does everyone want to go through this?
Does everybody want to go through this? Yeah.
So we want to just kind of like give our two cents on the whole thing. It doesn't matter to me.
I mean, I can go. I mean, I can go through it. It's up to you. Does everybody want me to go through this shit and really just kind of break it down?
I don't need it broke down. I've already lost brain cells watching 25 minutes of the video. I'm good.
Okay.
That is understandable. I just need everyone to know what is dumb for having heard your shit.
Yep. Like, what does Grimm need out of this? Like, we get it. You're probably embarrassed because you invited her into your thing and she's made you look bad by proxy.
Well, okay. I'll be honest with you. Everything that I have read and looked at, it's basically man bashing, Drex bashing, completely bashing Drex, telling him everything from he's ugly and he probably smells bad, to just complete man bashing. Bashing men. Bashing all of mankind. The whole, every man that ever existed, she's bashing. And of course, she considers herself slovenly. We have to keep that in mind. She says she doesn't feel that she needs to look good for a man or take care of herself or put on makeup. And she says that she always wears the same clothes, so she's probably dirty and she's covered in baby vomit all the time, so she probably smells bad.
I just don't understand why she feels like that's something to advertise.
Well, she didn't.
She
said that to me in the DM, but I'm like, why would...
That is an incel's attitude, where they want to do all those things too, and be a loser, but a woman needs to love me for who I am, because how I smell, and look, and live, isn't who I am, it's how I feel on the inside, my lady.
And she's not happy with the man she's with because he's a fucking beta
of course
cuck.
Not.
He's a beta cuck. And
of
I mean, proven beta cuck. And she's upset because she's getting older and she can't find the kind of men that she used to get when she was younger. And
the wall is approaching.
And she has all these kids.
I've been right before.
And she says her kids don't give a shit,
no.
And they walk all over, and they don't care, and...
Yeah, when you lead with sex, this is what happens. If she had actually read the fucking Bible, she'd know tomboys are biblical. I learned this the other day. God says an ideal wife should have strong arms, Grimm. I'm
what?
Not saying you need to convert to Jesus, but I'm going to make a compelling case for you.
What is that?
Yes.
I don't remember that. What
part?
There's
a whole section of the Bible that's just... Can you whip it up? The thing I posted the other day of all the qualifications of an ideal wife in the Bible?
Sure, give me a second to...
Yeah, God even calls out gossiping bitches and cat ladies with their wine.
That I remember.
In the Bible, which is funny.
I remember the gossiping part being called out. Don't know about the cat lady, though.
I'm calling it cat lady because of the wine, but...
Well,
right.
Now, one of the things, though, all these women, according to what I've been reading from the fucking Sun, there's all these damn gym babes, all these mothers going to the gym building muscles. Like, it's a big thing now. It's become a huge trend.
They're not even building muscle. They're just...
No, they are doing muscle. That's what I've noticed.
Oh, Oh, then great. They're discovering that men actually enjoy body types that are pleasing to the eye. Good.
That only took them how long?
They're actually...
No, I get the feeling that they understand now there's competition, and they actually have to do something.
Yeah, they're...
You mean I can't just... Yeah. Oh, remember Jabba the Slut in that whatever show, Grimm? It's a tranny.
Really?
Oh, Gorlock the Destroyer.
Oh my god, Gorlock is a fucking guy? Wow.
Yeah, if you thought it couldn't get any worse...
And then I'm listening to...
Gorlock the Destroyer is the perfect example of someone who pruned out and then got fat. So fat that, like, all the features you'd traditionally be able to, like, pick apart are now, like, hard to see, right? Like, you can't just tell, oh, Adam's apple, or you're stopping, because, like, a woman who's really fat and a dude who's really fat, right, you get enough fat, it gets to the point where it's like, well, shit, I can't tell that one of you has technically broader shoulders than the other, and one of you has an hourglass figure instead of like a square frame.
Oompa Loompa Doopity Da.
That is an insult to Oompa Loompas, Jesus.
And Sandman, you know what? I'm about done.
I don't know the song Blueberry Bitch, but that was what I was going for.
I'm about done with Sandman because he was going in there defending all the gender dysphoria and all that shit where he's talking to this Transmax. Dude, this shit makes no fucking sense. I listened to 8 minutes of this shit, and they're like, well, Transmaxing is normally like an incel thing. They think we're incels. I was like, dude, the whole maxing bullshit is an incel ideology. Like, that's fucking incel culture.
And he's like,
I'm not an incel. I'm a low stat, you know, I'm low status, and there's a lot of people that are low status, and that's why we decided to transition. I was like, well, that's just called fucking transitioning or whatever. That's just, what's the difference between that and like regular transition? That's what I'm trying to figure out. They're like, no, we're transmaxing. No, you're just fucking transitioning. If you're not an incel and you can't get a date, if you aren't an incel and you can get a date, then you aren't fucking transitioning because you're not doing the transmax thing. That's the thing. Because why are the incels doing maxing? Because they can't get a date. Because they can't get a wife or a relationship, whatever. That's why you have looks maxing, location maxing, all that bullshit. Transmaxing was at the bottom, below forcing myself to be fucking gay. That was one of them. That, dude, this was the bottom of the barrel. You don't go no further than transmaxing.
No, transmaxing is just being a faggot with extra steps.
Pretty much. And
like, no, being gay with extra steps.
And I'm like, dude, there's 500 fucking people. And of course, Sandman's like, he's like, I keep up on trends. And I think this is going to be really, really big.
Unless you're doing that monkey tactic of being the transgender, masculine presenting
transgender lesbian, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then all of this is stupid.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just, you're so weak-willed, you're conforming to the culture because you want some kind of benefit because you're at the bottom of the rung like some outcast barbarian and you're just looking for any easy in. But it's just a trap because, newsflash, they just hate us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, no amount of conforming and sucking and kissing their feet is going to change this. They hate
the thing. Yes, you. There comes a point where it's like, look, dude, this is stupid. They hate you. But, like, they don't just dislike you or disagree with you, right?
Yeah.
They hate you. They literally want you to die, and they say as such. So, like, this whole, oh, man, if I just cuck out and conform, they'll suddenly like me. No, they just won't waste their time on you because they no longer consider you a threat.
Yeah.
That's all it is. But exactly. Once they gain enough power, they're going to do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing. Sandman keeps saying it's going to grow. It's going to be the big thing within the next 5 years. I said, really? You're going to tell me that all these fucking incel guys, and let's be honest, that's who they are, even though the guy says, oh, that's not true. What isn't it? Cat Vat or whatever? Anyway, he said, oh, no, that's not true. No, that is fucking true. All these damn incel guys, I can't get laid. They'll fucking transition into a damn woman. And then they're like, oh, I'm not happy. And what happens? They yeet their fucking self or they yeet somebody else. Just like Drex said it was gonna fucking be. So all these damn incels are turning to crazy fucking trannies. And then, oh no, we gotta stand for the trans people. And they're like, oh my god, we discovered the fucking wild card. Now we can go and yeet people and they'll fucking praise us because we don't know what we're doing. We're trans people now and not incels. I swear to god, that's what they're gonna fucking do.
And they can get the... No, they tried... That trans shooter, they tried passing off as a MAGA Republican man until it came up in France. Right. And then they just... So no, it's just them trying to find the right...
You also got to go with the fact that... Sorry, I got to talk about white people here. It's been a bunch of crazy white people shooting people for a while. Like... You guys are really good at it. Like, that's a white people skill right there. You guys know how to shoot up a bunch of people.
Yeah, for some odd reason, eh? I mean...
White people just have the skill.
If the other nations didn't volunteer to give up their guns, they too could shoot up their own people. I was under the impression Bush was spreading democracy. And you just give everyone guns and Burger King.
All I ask is you give the Jews one chance to show you that we can do it too.
Burger King, dude.
People keep taking all us.
Democracy.
Weapons for unseen wars through the economic supply. Don't pretend you don't.
Democracy is no longer fucking Burger King and guns. It's like TFM said, feminism, butt fucking and feminism. They said, I'm not fighting for that shit anymore.
There's only two things that are still American. Porn and cheeseburgers.
Pretty much.
Now, we just combine the two.
Porn burgers? How the fuck do we... Yeah.
That was already a thing. That was already a thing during the pandemic.
I did fuck a chicken sandwich.
No, that was a thing during the pandemic.
Hold on, did somebody fuck a chicken sandwich?
No,
I didn't see that video. It's famous as shit.
No!
Yeah, someone did that, but also...
Yeah, they had, like, the most ridiculously sized, stereotypical black man dick, and that's why it got big.
Of course.
So,
I'm gonna fuck this chicken sandwich, y'all.
Yeah, no, seriously, it did happen during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Stripper Uber.
Uber
was a... No, it was a stripper Uber. It was a strip club order, and you...
Yeah, they called it Boober Eats. I saw the story. It was important.
Yeah, you literally had the strip club. You paid them. They ordered the food, and you paid, like, food from there. But then the stripper would come to your house and do a strip thing.
Yeah, because they also served food, so that was how they survived the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
that. I know there
are
some people who did, like, ASMR videos where they're just eating food, and you watch them eat food, and for some reason that...
Yeah, we call that a mukbang.
Yeah, that was a that's ridiculous. Some people get off on that, but each their own.
My favorite one...
Grim, am I the only one who finds it fascinating how people are into the different types of porn they...
No, my favorite part is there's a video, there's a couple dudes that make fun of the mukbangs. Like, they show the videos of, like, one person with two hot dogs pouring, like, 5 gallons of ketchup and mustard and chili, just wasting it all to be like, you know, eat. And then it pans out and he makes, like, 1,000 hot dogs to give to the poor.
Damn. Well,
and it's just making fun of all the people that are like, I got a bowl of ice cream. Watch me pour 5,000 sprinkles on it.
Well, degeneracy aside, what do you think about the Emperor situation, Neo, now that you're here?
I was gonna stay silent, but I'll say, I don't know. I think they have some things they need to work on.
Yeah.
I have no ill, I have no ill hatred. I have no, like, anger towards them. And I want them to hear this on the record in case they listen. Had I had known Grimm would do a vote, I would have at least voted yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I understand. But see, the issue is...
I mean, I would have at least voted yes. Why? Because, as his part, as much as people hate them, think they would enjoy it in there, but yet... There's a shit ton of people that'll go after him. But also, this is a motherfucker that can go back at this.
Well, see, at the same time, though, it was my sponsor. My fucking sponsor was like, yeah. I can't listen to this. I was like, well, shit. Yeah.
Which sponsor was, if you don't mind me?
Revy. The spinning robot pussy guy.
Look.
And he's gay.
I think they're probably going to be gone for a bit. Besides, like, well, the therapy they're doing and a couple other things.
She also said education, schooling. One of the things that was also mentioned, I don't know if that was mentioned in the video, is that she said just straight up that education and she was staying up too late and it was messing with her sleep schedule. And she had to start going to school.
Well, the only thing I was thought about was that, and this is no ill or hatred or anger or anything, they would show up like an hour before you started.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
That was the only thing. Like, if I understand doing it, like, I get it, commitment completely. Like,
that's rare, though. That was rare.
Because... I also think that their big, long posts are just worded really fucking good. Like, I'm not trying to defend, I'm saying that the wording, the way they handled it, the words they used and shit, was a really good fucking post.
Oh, yeah, she's a great writer. I will not deny that.
They handled that well.
She's a great writer.
As a person that has read those out of people that do that, they handled it well.
Yeah, she's a great writer. That's one thing about
smart,
her.
I think they were smart to understand and step back, yeah. But who knows? They could come back better than ever. Who knows?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But I'll tell you what. It's going to be a while because, you know, I've got Maya, of course, listening
to
everything.
I mean, if push comes to shove, then they can join, like, the open mic.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah. I mean, it depends. But here's the thing. If they do come back in the open mic, they can't be talking all this crazy shit about the Bible, because that's one thing that pissed a lot of people off in here.
Well, that I would say on that of.
I mean, I understand
on that. I would say state some rules apart, and like
yeah,
some ifs to them. Give them a list of rules, like a list, not rules, but input of PowerPoint in a way.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't care what people talk about, but if the point of the episode is to talk about the articles or something, I don't want an article show that I came in on be derailed.
Oh, I was just talking about open mic in general when it's us just shit posting.
Yeah. But I was, yeah, but...
I don't want rules for that, because no one else disagrees with Bibles and... argues over this shit in the server.
I don't know. The shit part is, I've come to realize that the Satanic One talks more about the Bible than most people do.
But, yeah, I mean, it's each their own, but what I'm saying is, look, if there's people in here that are very big when it comes to any kind of spirituality, beliefs, stuff like that, we don't want to, like, tear them down. Like, when I was a younger, dumb guy, I was like, oh, fuck all that shit. But now that I'm older, I've gotten to the point where I'm respecting other people's beliefs and values, you know? Because there's some values in there. Like, some parts of the Bible, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty base. I understand. I agree with that. And I grew up with all this shit, so I understand a lot of it. But, and I don't like it when people go in there and try to say, well, yeah, they really meant this, or they really meant that, or they really meant this. And I've been in Bible study class. I've been in, you know, I've been to Bible school and all that kind of thing. I know damn well the Bible didn't say that. And that had not only me kind of a little taken aback, but DP, a man who's really, really close to the Bible as far as you know, religion and all that's concerned, he can quote Bible verses like this and that. He's one of those guys. And he's like, hey, I can give you verses right now that state the complete opposite of that. You know, like when he looks to like a morals, he would look at Chris Pratt. Like Chris Pratt is his dude, because Chris Pratt will be like, well, you know, this Bible verse says this, this Bible verse says that. Chris Pratt's that kind of guy that's really close with God. And that's how he is. He's one of those real hardcore old school Christians. Now, he's open to the, you know, the hentai porn, all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, he understands that, yeah, religion is religion. What do they say? Put away child's toys. So if you look at that kind of stuff, yeah, you put all that stuff away. That's not important. When we're talking God, we're talking about religion. That's when DP's going to be like, all right, hold on. I got to stop you there. So this is a guy that, you know, he listened to Crowder. Yeah, sure, Crowder's not a great role model. But he was religious, and he'd do religious parts, and he'd read from the Bible and all that kind of stuff, and he'd do prayer. And that was really special to DP, because that's the only radio guy he could listen to that was really, you know, kind of edgy, meanie, but also was old school Bible, to where he would talk about the Bible and he would, you know, do the prayers and things like that, because that means a lot to DP. When he's
I'll DM you a guy then for him.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Anything like that that would help him out? Anything that would help him out that'd be cool, and because he's very, very deep in his relationship with Jesus Christ, let me tell you. That's one thing you do not fuck with about. I don't even mention that shit on the show, because I'm like, no. Just let it go. That's just one thing. Like, he listens to Tucker Carlson a lot. He listened to a lot of Steven Crowder. A lot of these more, you know, religious type guys. Not always, but, you know, he always got his news that way. But that's just the kind of guy he is. I've known him a long time. That guy's known me when I was 16 years old, with one of my first girlfriends that I fucked up with a long time ago. He's got really funny stories about me that I don't want shared. that I'm embarrassed about all these years later. It was called Lobster Claw. Don't fucking ask. Don't fucking ask. But yeah, anyway, yeah, DP, he knows a lot of this, a lot of shit. And
my problem with Empress was, you didn't even have to know much about the Bible to know she was wrong. Like, everyone knows that reincarnation isn't even remotely a biblical concept.
Yeah, the thing is, she went so far with this new age spirituality bullshit. Like, Whip, I don't know if you're still in here, but you know what I'm talking about, where she was talking about, oh, your spirituality and spiritual death, and she called me an unrepentant demon master. That's what she called me at the end of the messages. She said, you're just...
That's a compliment.
I know! I thought that was...
talk about demonic things, perverting God's word and playing fucking religion buffet is pretty demonic if we're gonna go there.
Yeah,
I mean, I just want to say, I just want to clap and congrats and welcome you to the dark side.
I'm an unrepentant demon master. I was like, wow, that's one of the most metal things you could have called me. I'm like, what?
Nothing but dancing.
She thinks the thing is,
you need to make a new band, Whip, where you, or Grim, where you just remix and go all Scooter on remixing Vocaloid type AI voice girls to like hardcore rock and roll.
They do that. Utsu P. Utsu P does that. Utsu P is fucking Vocaloid metal, and they've been around for a long time. They use Hatsune Miku too. Hatsune Miku with metal, like crap, pounding fucking metal. It's great. I actually bought their records. They're all in Bandcamp. Utsu P. It's Utsu at U2UTSU-P. Look that shit up. You'll find all the records. You're like, holy shit, this is good. And yeah, they literally use Hatsune Miku as one of the.
I just need to find someone who uses Luca well.
I don't know if he uses that. He uses a bunch of different ones. I know he used Hatsune Miku in one, but I don't know if he uses the other one. He uses a lot of them. He actually had a real vocalist at one time, but people like the Vocaloid better. He's a Japanese guy, by the way. This is Japanese. The records are sold in stores. They even have the fucking parental advisory sticker on them.
Wow.
Yeah. Go check them out.
Japanese equivalent of that.
Yeah. I love that shit, though. It's really good. So, but yeah, like, that's what she literally called me at the end. I'm like, damn. She's like, I have no time for the unrepentant. And it's like, holy shit.
That's a woman talks about doing sexually deviant things and drugs and is an addict and is all these other things. By the way, I'm not even moral fagging over that.
No, you're not
I'm
moral
just saying,
fagging.
Hey, look.
You're being
honest. If
you're
going to do that shit, you have no leg to fucking stand on about morals.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
Absolutely.
She is literally throwing stones in her own glass house.
Yeah, yep. That's what we're getting. Because she, look, she was over there trying to, I mean, she demonized men constantly. The whole fucking time. I don't know how long you guys got through it, but she demonized the fuck out of men. She doesn't know Drex, and she said all kinds of horrible shit about Drex.
I don't think they really demonize men.
Really? So what do you think it is?
Trying to word this, but it'd also be nice. I think they're okay. I think, in all truthfully, I think they're just confused in a lot of their fucking feelings.
Huh.
Well, I think they're having a war. I think they're having a war inside of their head, and I think only they can kind of fix it.
I came to that conclusion myself.
If I could find one of her personalities I like, I'd root for one of them, but of the 20 I was presented with, I didn't like any of them.
Of the 20 I was presented with.
I mean, I will fully admit it. I do enjoy my conversations I have with her. Because it's just about random ass shit.
Yeah, you just talk about non-offensive pop culture or whatever, and you don't really get it.
Oh, no.
The point is you never seem to really disagree with her on anything she seems to care about.
I just let them do what they gotta do.
But she got mad at us because she asked us what we thought about her man seeing porn, and we're like, that is the most normal thing
in the world for a man. Here's the worst part. They asked how to go into the server. Mm-hmm. I sent them the information of how to get into the server before.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So they have the ability to click the Patreon thing and go into the server.
Oh, so they know how to get into Drex's server.
I sent them, a while ago when they started doing it, when her and Drex, their first father, I sent them the information to get into the server.
Well, I mean, she's like, well, I don't even keep up with his bunk ass. I'm like, then why do you want to go in the server so bad? Oh, because you'd mentioned it to me a while back. Well, if I did mention it to you a while back, I surely don't think you want, I surely don't recommend it now. You know? And even Drex, I think, was one of the ones that said no in the poll. And honestly,
we'll also for the fact if they join Drex, we'll make it like an event for everyone in there.
Well, see,
which to be fair, not what you should do.
I know.
It should be a one. If they're gonna go, if Drex and them are gonna go, be a one-on-one with them, without a camera, without someone recording, without people listening, just back and forth.
Yeah. Well, we already did that.
But that won't happen.
No, that will not happen. It will not happen. It will absolutely not fucking happen.
Because no offense, I'll say it because I know you guys won't do it. But there'll be 50 of them motherfuckers that will throw a monkey into the monkey works, basically.
Oh yeah, I'll say it. Yeah, there will be a bunch of other people that'll throw their fucking shit in. And I told her in my responses, if you guys watched the video, where I said there's an old school Alaskan trucker in that fucking server. You know who I'm talking about. Yep. He does not have time for bullshit. That man's got a fucking tough
and also,
job.
And also the ones that we have met in there that are very heavy metal, and
yeah,
I hate to say it, they hate women.
Yeah.
Like, they won't admit they hate women, but they hate women.
Yeah.
Those people, even if you say something good, if they speak truthfully and make sense, they've ignored you because you're a woman and you just opened your mouth.
Oh yeah, and well, some of that comes from the bullshit they've dealt with, you know.
And Whiplash and Hoshi, you have met the dude and whatever dudes in Drex's live chat before, the one that is very heavy.
Yeah.
MGTOW.
Yeah. There's some guys that are really heavy in there, but there's some older guys in there.
I'm looking forward to that shit.
Well, yes, see, but you don't want it to be that way, because then no one can talk because the MGTOW person starts screaming.
Yeah,
I think the issue with some of the guys in Drexel server,
sure,
is I think that, like, here's the thing. A lot of religions, creeds, whatever,
mm-hmm.
They all have this common thing between them, which is core philosophy, and a lot of people have, like, a lot of people are in different, like, points within, like, their walk of life within that, and I think a lot of people over there, maybe not a lot, but, like, definitely a certain amount are still in the phase of Red Pill Rage, maybe not necessarily to the point of, like,
yeah,
Mao, but, like, I think a lot of people are in that point,
you know,
more so than they maybe even realize themselves.
But I can't attest.
And
I
think
it's
just one of those things where it's like, when you really peel back the layers and you look at what they're thinking about things, and you see this, it's like, oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, well, also, you know, think about it. Here's the way I look at it. First of all, full disclaimer, I don't get a chance to get in there when everybody's in there because I've got to work. So I don't get a chance to get in there and talk and see what everybody's opinion is. But also, I will say that some of these guys are older. They've dealt with marriage. They've dealt with some really crazy, conniving, cheating women, and once you go through that and it's really hard and rough for you, you do get really fucking bitter. And I have nothing against those guys, because that's like I'm never gonna mess with a woman again. And I understand that.
Done with certain things. It's
not with the family core
of this anymore.
Yeah.
It'd be like if you were surrounded by vegans or something, and they chewed your fucking head off about everything. You'd probably never want to talk to,
yeah,
to a vegan again in your entire life.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with any other one-isms that people have.
Yeah.
Like, Drex is kind of sick weebs because new anime, 90% of it's garbage because they make way too much of it with no quality control.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I'm watching old shit. I was watching Golgo 13. I was like, damn, that's really fucking good. So.
And that's one Drex endorses.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. That's good shit. Like, legit. And, that's what we need. But we don't have it. We got all this bullshit stuff, and it's, I don't know. It's not like it used to be. That's why I got into visual novels more.
Yeah, we just need someone who can actually recommend decent content, who doesn't have one of these stupid bias filters or a fucking Crunchyroll sponsorship.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, because
you know, people, they feel compelled to watch the dozens of animes that come out every season.
Yeah.
Like, they have to watch all that, but they can't dedicate themselves to a 300 or 400 episode anime that's actually good, because they've got to keep up with all the new shit. It's not that they don't have time.
Yeah.
They just don't have time to do everything, and they really don't need to waste their time with mediocre new shit.
Well, you know, maybe because I'm old, I've been watching old anime, old tokusatsu, like from the 70s, and I'm enjoying that shit from the 70s, by the way. So, again, it's not a big deal for me. I did like the Super Mario Brothers movie. I thought that was great. I'm going to watch it again. But there's very few things that come out these days that I'm really that interested in. If a new anime comes out, I get it off the internet. Do I watch it? I don't know if I'll ever get to it. It's just one of those things where, yeah, I'll go ahead and get it, and eventually maybe it'll be interesting, or I'll, check it out. But I don't know. I'm watching Gate. I think Gate's okay. I like to see fucking tanks and shit destroy fantasy creatures. Fucking kill. What is it? They fucking took helicopters and just bombed the shit out of these fucking medieval people. It was great. Like, that's fucking quality cinema as far as I'm concerned. Fucking, okay. Yep, we're gonna win the war right now. Fuck all these people and their swords. Oh. We're just gonna bomb the shit out of them. And they're
based.
That worked.
It's great!
Yeah, I can recommend you one. Have you seen Helsing?
I still need to sit down and watch him, but I got him on my drive, so I can do that.
Dracula shoots Nazis. Do I need to say anything?
Hell yeah! Yeah, see, and I've seen the original Helsing. I mean, when I say Helsing, I mean the OVAs, the 10 OVAs
Ultimate.
That they made.
I mean Ultimate, okay. By the way.
I have not, because I've seen the original, but I haven't seen Ultimate.
The original deviates, it's its own creature, it's good for what it is.
Yeah.
Ultimate is...
So like FMA 2003 compared to Brotherhood.
The manga to a fault.
Yeah.
And you would like the guy who makes Helsing, Grim, because he has three hobbies. He likes to draw, jerk off, and piss people off.
What? That's cool.
He said this in an interview. Like, he just had it on a whim to stop making porn doge in 5 minutes and just throws out Helsing. He doesn't even... He wants to do more with it, but he's like, no, I'd rather draw more porn. And goes back to drawing porn. Because he doesn't have the patience for his own art style because it's too high detailed.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy. Oh, man. I don't know, but, after I've gone through all this, I've been looking, the whole robot, not the robot thing, but the VR, all that shit's starting to look more interesting to me, because it's not that. Now, to be fair, Maya Chan has been looking at all this shit, and Maya Chan, of course, I've had her on before. Me and DP have done interviews with her. They've all been great. We've had no crazy shit. She's very sane and level-headed. And she's looked through all this. I sent her the stuff with Empress. And she actually saw the first Empress video. I didn't even know she watched it. But she saw the first Empress video. And of course, she's watched that one video where she exploded. And she says, we'll talk about this. She definitely wants to talk about this. So sometimes it takes another... Maya Chan. It takes another woman to understand. Maya Chan is... First of all, she is... She's what you would consider a... She leans more to the left, but she's not so far left at where she's just lost her mind. She's like, okay, sure, transition, but when you're an adult and you can understand what you're doing. She's like, okay, be polyamorous.
She was off the crazy train.
Yeah. She's like, I'm more progressive.
I'm going to say that I, support that lifestyle because I'm not going to lie.
Right, I know you don't.
However, I'm also of the laissez-faire mentality of, look, it's a free country.
Yeah.
You can't legislate morality. Let people do what they do.
Right.
However, there are some things that just need to be age-gated.
Yeah.
Everyone can agree on this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, no one wants to send teenagers, and I mean under 18 specifically,
sure,
right? No one wants to send anybody under 18 to go fight and die in a war.
No.
Right?
They really the age you can smoke a cigarette.
Nobody wants them smoking cigarettes.
No. That's now, 21 now.
There's... I'll wait.
Go ahead.
No, I was just tacking on watching Bourne, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've already changed that. I mean, that's going to go into effect. I don't know
either way, the point is, like, yes, they're, like, we have age gates for things for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And some age gates are higher and lower than others. Personally, I think a lot of those need to be more in line with each other, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it's cool that we can send 18-year-olds to go fight and die in a war, but they can't have a beer or smoke a cigarette.
Unless they're in the military. They made an exemption for if you're in the military. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
They're like, no. I see your point. We understand it's not fair. And they're like, okay, so if you join the military, we'll let you drink early.
And they'll let you smoke early, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fighting that boss.
I mean, I'll even say this, right? Now, I understand that part of it is you learn easier the younger you are.
Yeah.
Of course, I also think there's an air of sinister nature to that from the standpoint of look at how they recruit all these young men.
Mm-hmm.
If it were up to me, like, smoking, drinking, and going into any branch of the military would all be, all of that would be moved to 21.
Yeah, I agree.
Immediately.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I personally believe that all of that should be in the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, if you're, like, JROTC, because you're in high school, and you respect the military and you're really thinking about it, I don't see any problem with letting that go on, but you're going to be JROTC until you're 21.
Yeah, I mean...
Then if you still want to enlist after dealing with it for that much time, you have that choice.
Right.
All of that is cool. I don't have any issue with that, but I'm just not okay with this idea of we're just gonna basically manipulate these young men and just pretend like that's not the case because we got wars to fight.
Now, TFM actually made a very good statement about this. He said, look, when you go to war, you think it's like Saving Private Ryan, or you think it's like some of these other movies where they're all grown men fighting. But when you go there, you realize it's not grown men. It's fucking kids. It's literally kids. Very just going to high school. That's who's fucking fighting. And they're scared to death because they're young kids. They don't know anything. They don't have any experience. That's who's fucking fighting the wars. TFM has said that many times.
It's such an extreme. Like, school is this ultra-coddled. You can't even fight in school without getting in trouble.
Yeah, you can't even fight. And now you're like,
here's a gun, and jihad's over there, go shoot them if they do the things.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's
that's
like,
the other stupid thing.
It's like, hold on, engagement. You want to treat children like the most babified, can't make a single decision for themselves.
Yeah.
You babify them to adulthood, and then you expect them to get in the middle of a fucking war and just pull shit out and kick ass and take names?
Yeah, they can't.
They're not affected emotionally for that at all.
Again, they can't even fight in school.
Where teenagehood was a mini adulthood.
Well, that's the thing. Everything got dumbed down. Because look at what happened to cartoons, right?
Yeah.
Let's wind the clocks back to 98.
Okay.
All right? I've just been born.
Damn.
And for the next 12 to 15 years, you go from shows that are very mature with their themes and whatever messages they might have to say, but they're censored for things like excessive gore and explicit sex and swearing, right? So taking out the adult component, hardcore, of the show, right? That way we don't have 10-year-olds saying the F word everywhere.
Right.
Understandable. And it actually matured children much quicker.
Yeah, it did.
Then, at about the 2010s, there was this big shift. And everything started becoming nothing but lol, so random, XD humor.
Yeah.
That was just unbelievably lowbrow. Like, to the point that I couldn't stand to watch it because I felt that it was so lowbrow that it was well past, completely beyond, there's a crude low-hanging fruit joke here or there. And I felt like my intelligence itself was being massively insulted.
Yeah.
And I thought it was stupid. And I couldn't stand it. But it just took off like you wouldn't believe. And now
now there's adult coloring books.
Yeah.
Exactly. Every bit of maturity that allowed people to really think about, like, how to deal with shit, all of it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here's the problem. People are going to be adults, for way longer than their children.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't have to tell these people. Like, we're at a point to where people who are just turning 19 to 20 think that their life's already over just because they hit that age.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also we're coddling the fuck out of them. And I'm not saying us in general, but I'm saying men in general. I've gone through so many articles in the past week where all these OnlyFans girls are only in their little... I mean, I'm not even talking about their mid-20s. I'm talking about 21, 22, and they're making more money than I've ever seen in my entire life. All my working life. And they're making it a month. $500,000 a month. If I get bored, I can just go wherever I want. Wow! I mean, that's amazing. It's like, and you know what? It's sad because men that work hard, that bust their asses, are fucking giving these young, pretty girls all this money to fuck around and be dumbasses and get banged and fucking get trains run on them and shit on them and all the other shit that happens. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They get all the crazy shit happen. They get all the degeneracy, and these men are paying for it. Cause I can't I can't get a girl. It's like, so you're gonna spoil. Like,
Go ahead. Imagine, how do you think this generation is going to be if people in your age bracket at 40 are producing fucking empresses? How bad is it going to be when the current crop just around the corner in my age bracket starts hitting that age?
It's bad, man. It's bad. This should not be happening. Everybody wants to be on OnlyFans. Every woman wants to be on fucking OnlyFans now. I'm literally seeing that. I'm seeing maybe about 25% of women who don't want to be on OnlyFans. That's how bad...
They want to be something on the internet. It's either OnlyFans, a VTuber...
Influencer, yeah. I mean, I looked at my Fansly shit, and it made me sick. Like, I need to talk to you about my Fansly encounter. Because I'm like, should I put videos on there? And I'm looking at Fansly. I'm not seeing any men. And I'm not even talking about men doing porn. I'm not looking for men doing things. I'm talking about any kind of video game streamer at all, period. I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing tits. I'm seeing girls. That's all I'm seeing is girls, 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 girls. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be on here on this because this isn't the audience I want. And they're like, oh, yeah, but you can stream adult games.
Younger and younger, man.
I know. It's getting
bad. That's what's so sinister. It's like, hold on. We're in a country that's raising teenage girls
to be thoughts,
to be thoughts, and like
sex workers.
The most of the thoughtery too.
Porn it's stars.
Like, hold on, you mean to tell me that you're 14 and you aspire to be the subject of Motley Crue's Girls, Girls, Girls?
Absolutely.
Are you serious?
And
but what else do they know? Because they think, like Empress, that sex is all men want. We're just these simple, horny creatures that only get moved around by our sex drive. And it's like, yes, we all get horny. We have a sex drive.
Sure.
But then 20 minutes, you jerk it, you're done.
You're done.
Back to like it never happened. Like that one meme. Oh, he just came inside of me and he's building Gundam model kits. How could he?
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. I remember that meme. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's the problem, though. We've got to have more and more of these girls like this. And they're becoming, again, they're becoming... All right, let me explain. Let me tell you this in my experience as a young man in high school. There were girls that would go around and say, oh, I want to be a porn star. Oh, I want to be a stripper. You know, and back then it was rare. And guys liked porn stars and stuff like that. So that was kind of hot. But the thing is, it was something that we knew wasn't attainable for these girls. We knew it was just a little fantasy, a fun little thing. But now we have girls that are literally that age that can fucking be porn stars. And that's a problem.
And funny enough, like, we live in two different worlds of porn as well. Like, back in the day, nudes taken on a good camera was all you needed, and you're a porn.
Yeah.
You didn't have to, like, okay, bitch, get on the meat hooks, put on the gimp suit.
God damn, I don't know what you're looking at.
I'm talking like all the fetishes have been ratcheted to fucking 11.
Right. Yeah. Like,
there's hardly, if you're not into some hardcore fetish, you're the weird one.
I know. And it's funny because, you know, despite all the crazy
you make me bleed? I thought you loved me.
I've said this. Despite all the crazy shit I may show on our channel, I like the vanilla sex most. Like, honestly, I like the regular old softcore kind of stuff like that, where it doesn't show so much. It leaves room for a mystery. It lets you think, oh, how big could those breasts be under that bra? Rather than just showing you, oh, here's me, that's everything, here's my whole vagina, and now watch it get completely torn apart by this fucking sledgehammer. It's like,
yeah, where's the fucking wholesome tags? It's like, damn, people, calm down.
It's ridiculous.
I got tired of it.
Here's a jackhammer.
I wonder what the ratio is on hentai for just wife porn to, like, NTR cuckold porn.
It's like,
how much of that find without the cuckold porn tag?
Oh, I'm getting tired of that bullshit, because that's getting really popular in Japan. Like, stupid popular. All the goddamn little RPG maker games are NTR, NTR, NTR. And idiots over there on Kagura, oh, does that have NTR? Oh, it could have NTR. It's like, dude, you literally like to watch people fucking your wife like that? Like, dude, this should not be a thing that is going around. Men should not... Look... I thought about something. I said, what if I got with a girl? Look, this is just all hypothetical. What if I found a decent woman? I'm not saying great woman, a decent woman at my workplace. Just somebody I knew. And things worked out. And I told her about, hey, I do these shows, you know, I do the adult stuff. And she's like, well, do you want me to do the moans or the sex stuff? I'd be like, no. I actually really don't want you to do that. Because I don't think those should be for other people. I think those should be for me, not for an audience. I don't think you should be performing for other people. And people say, oh no, you're the bad guy, Grim. No, that's because I have respect for that person. And when we get intimate or whatever, that's supposed to be like my thing. That's something we share between each other. That's not something for her and the entire internet to share. I mean, am I wrong? But that's how I feel.
Like, what you're talking about has a second component. This whole, oh, I respect women. Yeah, that's fine. That's part of it. It's not just you respecting your partner. It's a form of self-respect.
Right.
Like, all of this shit comes down to, are you willing to keep your dignity?
Right.
It's one thing to make tangible sacrifices for someone you care about. It's not okay to sacrifice your dignity for them.
Right.
Because once you're doing that, you're going to a point of unhealthiness.
Yeah.
Because you're not, what you're doing, like, you sacrificing your dignity doesn't help anybody.
Right. Right. I mean, like, absolutely.
It's completely destructive. It doesn't help them, and all it does is destroy you.
Yeah.
Like, there's no excuse for this, oh, I'm going to sacrifice my dignity. No.
Okay.
Stop. And here's the bigger problem, too. And I'll wrap this up here.
Go ahead.
Because this is important. Here's the thing with all of this shit. I think the reason we're seeing men willing to sacrifice their dignity is because society has devalued men so much, so unbelievably much, that you've got guys who are so maladjusted because they've been told their whole lives they aren't worth spit, that they need to degrade themselves even further.
Right.
And so they think that by sacrificing their dignity, that is an extension of real love, which is sacrificial by nature.
Yeah.
And so you've got these guys who are just destroying themselves over nothing, believing that is the secret key to happiness and creating their own value. It's like, no, that's not how it works.
Not sacrifice unless you gain something from it.
Well, you know what?
I went to and looked at some statistics. Mm-hmm. Okay, so MILF, 35K. Cheating, 19K. Virginity, 7K.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and we're the toxic ones. We're the ones that, oh, you know, she kept telling me, if you guys remember the video, where she kept telling me, oh, you need to get away from those toxic people and come to my friends.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, why are you guys making perfect logical sense and not screaming at me and acting crazy and making,
DMs is working, Grim.
And you're toxic. And you're toxic for some reason. I was like, I'm sorry. If the toxic people are making sense, I'd rather be with them than you, because you're not making any sense. And I am a man that likes logic and reasoning and sense instead of whatever the hell was going on. You know, whatever the hell she's trying to... Come live
and
with me!
Women.
Come live with me! It's like, what do you mean, come live with you? It's going to be like, DP literally said, it's going to be like misery if you come live with her. It's going to be like, you know, Stephen, if you know what I'm talking about, Stephen King's Misery, where the woman fucking takes an axe and cuts the guy's damn feet off. It's like, that's literally what I'm expecting, that kind of crazy bullshit, because she doesn't seem like somebody that's...
She's this bad on Discord, and you're only dealing with her for 2 hours a day or less. Imagine what happens when you're locked in the house with her.
I would be scared to death. It's crazy. I don't think I could be with somebody like... I know I can't be with somebody like that. That's not... I know I can't do that. And I'm like, okay, you want me to leave, you know, because this is one thing I want to get fucking straight. A lot of people think I might live in my basement or some shit. No, I'm the breadwinner. I bust my ass at work, you know? And I make money. I don't make a whole lot of money, but I make enough to pay my bills, and I make enough to make sure that we fucking get by. And I make sure that my mother, who is about to be 70, she's 68, You know, I make sure that she's okay. I make sure that things are okay. We've had a lot of situations where, you know, she's had to go to the hospital and stuff like that. So I've been here. You know, I'm the one that's making sure everything is going right. And it really fucking upsets the hell out of me when they don't even focus that I have I mean, she did say, I know you have your mother, but come live with me. Like, no. I think I'm going to...
It's just fair to say that you've taken on caring for your mother.
Yeah.
To the extent of, like, she's getting up there, and you're going to take care of it until it's time. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, one of those situations...
Oh, Nino Rare, 25K.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And it really fucking upsets me when people on the internet, dude, my ex, the woman that I fucking know for years and years and years, was trying to say the same shit. I was like, no, you don't understand. You don't know what I do. You don't know what I've had to do, what I've had to go through to support and get these fucking bills paid. You know, I don't never miss a fucking bill. We don't never have late bills. Every time I get the money, the fucking money goes out. And the electric company gets their money, the rent gets their money. Every fucking time I get paid, that shit goes out. That's what I gotta pay. Groceries get fucking bought if they're needed to be bought. Every time my mother asks me to go buy something, I fucking go buy it. Okay? That's what I do. That's how I fucking take care of this shit and make sure this shit keeps going. We eat out on the weekends sometimes. So I buy something out, you know, something like that. But no, I make sure shit's going, you know. I make sure things are alright. And it really pisses me off when I get this shit.
They just want you... No, I think they understand you're successful because you're just a simple guy. And they want the same shit that you're spoiling them with, your mother with, on them.
Yeah.
They're just mad it's not going to them. Because they know if you keep your mother around, she ain't going to put up with fuck shit.
Yeah.
Imagine your mother tolerating Empress for 5 minutes.
Well, see, one thing about... Okay, I'll tell you a story. She actually did come here once. So,
I'm talking about the Empress of today.
Yeah. But the Empress of today. I don't know about years ago. I don't know... I will be honest with you. I first met her back in 20... She first came over back in 2014. And she was a little bit different. She wasn't like she was now. I don't know what happened between 2014 and 2023, but it had to have been a lot. Because she has definitely changed a lot since then. A lot of strange, crazy things have happened. I think maybe she's gotten too much into the drugs, and maybe she's picked a lot of the wrong men. You know, she's been through a lot of men. One thing you know what? Here's one thing that she did tell me. She always picked these big...
Whoever could have seen that coming.
Alpha. She always picked these alpha guys. She wanted these big... And what do you know about these alpha guys? Well, they're fucking a bunch of assholes, right? They're fucking a bunch of assholes. And I'm not talking about... Like, I'm serious. I'm talking about the alpha bro types. Yeah. And some of them actually abused her and shit like that. So, yeah. I mean... All that shit that she was saying comes from fucking abuse. It comes from all the crazy shit. However, I mean, I'm sorry that you fucking hate men and you're going through a bunch of bullshit or whatever, but you take it out on people you don't even fucking know. Take it out on Drex, take it out on, you know, these guys here. It's fucking ridiculous. It's stupid. Like, I don't have anything against her. Like, I don't fucking, like, again, I don't have anything against her, but the bullshit that she did... That's uncalled for. That's ridiculous, okay? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I noticed, she said, you don't give me enough time to debate the articles or talk about the articles because we've got so many articles. And I said, well, yeah, it's an article show. You say a little bit, and then you go to the next one. We cover like 10 to 15 articles a night.
She wants to come in here and run the show her way instead of making her own damn show.
Yeah. Like, you should have seen when we did the 45-minute article that you posted, Hoshioni. The one about... And I know you did that deliberately. The one about Japanese RPG games. The one that was long as fuck. And I read the whole thing. And she's like, yeah, Japanese anime, we don't...
I hate these new webpage formats that don't show you the entire thing. It'll, like, load as you scroll.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of...
Yeah.
So I'll go and look at shit, scroll through it. It seems like the whole page is there. And then I'm like, okay, it's not that bad. And then you show me, it's like, oh, it's a 45-minute read.
Oh, yeah, that was a fucking crazy long article. I liked it, though. Me and DP both talked about it a lot. And she's like, yeah, you know, Japanese, we don't need to change. It needs to be this. I was like, yeah, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Only thing is she could say is she had a Switch and she liked... I don't know. She's got a Switch and she loves that Nintendo Switch. I'm like, all right, whatever. But...
I'm sure her other boyfriend's girlfriend gets it too or something.
I don't know. It's crazy, but yeah. That's what I kind of want to do. Like, without her, I can actually do more articles based on that kind of shit now. Because a lot of people are missing my game articles, fucking articles about technology and sex bots and all that crap. Shit we used to talk about.
Yeah, but you can't talk about it because she gets fucking offended and jealous of everything that isn't... Oh, you mean this doesn't benefit women? Where?
Right.
Well, here's the thing. If you had more of a personality besides the lips at your hips, maybe people would tolerate you. Not my fault you invested in fucking Arby's.
Yeah. I mean... One of the guys, he was like, no, it sucks you got rid of her. But I'm like, dude, it's like, she's not coming back. I'm sorry. It's too fucking much. I'm not going to deal with it. And then, of course, one of my longtime guys who watches all my adult videos and everything. And when I talk about adult videos, I mean, I'm talking about the games I go through. He basically is like, well, you know, I guess, you know, that's MGTOW for you. And I was like, yeah. But look, she was really causing a lot of trouble. And she even admitted, hey, am I being boycotted? Because Hoshioni has left and your sponsor doesn't want to deal with me? And DP just says, you think?
She made her case with me that she hates me. I'm like, God, I don't want to be where I'm hated.
Right, absolutely. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, you don't even know Hoshioni.
It's just funny because I knew if I stepped out, it was only going to be a matter of time that she would just fuck up and piss off everyone independent of me. So she could go, oh yes, it's not Hoshi, it's me. And it's just funny that all I have to do is step out of shit and it doesn't take that
long. I will say this and I'm going to be full fucking honest. She valued me as good as gold. I think I have one fucking idea why. Because me and her, before she got in all the crazy shit, before I knew what kind of person she was, we started exchanging sex back and forth. And I didn't know who she was at the time.
Big problems.
Yeah. I didn't know who she was at the time. And I'm like, you know, it's like, can I take that back, please? Like, I don't even,
nope,
so if she goes,
all that
so
now.
If, no, it's not even that. No, it's not even that, guys. I don't care that I sent it. It's the fact that I wish I didn't send it because I don't, you know, because now she's viewing me like that. And, you know, and that's the thing. That's the fucking thing. So she's like, well, you showed me so what? You showed me stuff too. And at the same time, look. I would never have done that if I knew what kind of person you were. If I knew the kind of crazy shit you said. You know, she said all this crazy shit about, you know, my friends. Like, pretty much fucking belittling everybody, including DP, who was sitting there in a fucking bed listening to this shit. He was really upset. She's like, the girl... It's basically saying, the girl that's been there for you. When? She fucking ghosted me. Like, we were talking a long time ago before she joined my show. And she fucking ghosted me and then appeared years later and started all this shit. Oh, I want to be on your show and all this other crap. And then she finally got on there and started this crap. You know, I knew it wasn't going to be long, guys. I literally knew it wasn't going to be fucking long. I said, sooner or later, she's going to leave. I even told people that. I said, sooner or later, she's going to leave. She finally did, so we can have a fucking real show. Now, Monday, we're not having it. We're not having a traditional show because Maya Chan's on there. We're going to do an interview with her. But when we do a traditional fucking show, you guys can come on and fucking talk about the articles or whatever if you want to. Just like fucking normal. You know, of course, mute the mic unless you have something to say. But I want all you guys to come in and fucking, you know, talk about the bullshit that's going on. That's what I want done. And I want to talk about fucking SecBots. I want to talk about ChatGPT. I want to talk about games. I want to talk about stuff that's not just woman does, guy does, relationship. Okay? It got fucking annoying after a while. People were like, oh, these are just shock articles. Yeah, because what else can I fucking discuss?
Yeah.
You know, that's the point. And I've had whiskey. I've got whiskey in me right now. So the real Grimm is out.
Ah, the truth serum.
Yeah, whiskey's in me. All of it. There's no more left. So I'm being honest. Like, I honestly didn't expect all this to happen. When I first started, I was like, okay, maybe she's gonna be a decent, you know, see if it works out. And I thought she was going to get tired of it eventually because, you know, eventually women do get tired of shit. And I didn't realize it was going to go into fucking shitstorm World War fucking 3. I hate all men. You suck. Porn sucks. Dude, don't you realize, bitch, that you're on a fucking channel where I do hentai and adult content primarily. Like...
Really? Yeah, and then she pretended like she didn't, even though she said she's watched your content.
Yeah. Fucking all Starless is on here. Do you know what adult streamer has done all of Starless? Not one! Look for Starless on XMXX. Look for it on fucking Xvideos. Look for it on Xhamster. Look for it on Pornhub. Tell me if you find it. You won't. I fucking did it.
So you're the only one, then.
I fucking did it. Yes. And I'm doing it with Closed Game, which you won't find. And I'm doing it with all the other crazy shit, which you won't find. Because I'm the one that went through and did all this shit. Yes, all the other adult video visual novels are on there. I know that everybody does those, whatever. But we have fun with them. We enjoy them. We don't just post the fucking porn scenes. You know. And people like
that.
Yeah, people like that. Because there's two different ways you can view them and tell me. The first way was go to YouTube and see all the story. The second way was go to Pornhub and see all the sex. So, you got both now with me. And thankfully, BitChute and MGTOW.TV have been cool enough to let me fucking do that.
Nice.
So, but that's it. That we've been doing that for a long time. We've done sex comics even. There's fucking Sunstone and Swing. Those are sex comics. We do a lot of sexy, raunchy material. This is Masturbation Month, and fucking National Masturbation Day is May 28th, so that's going to be a big day for us. But, yeah, this is known. This has been known. We've done this content for a long fucking time now. And she's like, well, I didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? Did you not watch any one fucking video from my channel? I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out. It's like, did you not know?
I'm not sure she's telling the truth about not knowing.
How could you not know? You'd have to be blind to not know there's adult content on there. Like, Whip, you can go on my BitChute right now. You go on my MGTOW.TV right now, and you'll see adult content.
Hentai. Did you look up the word? Did she just, like, think it was some offshoot of Sentai?
Well, she don't even know what Sentai is. Maybe she thought it was a hen. A hen with a fucking tie.
It must be like...
It's a tie for a hen.
Sentai show or something where Power Rangers are themed after cocks. There's nothing sexual about that.
Hentai. Maybe she thought it was a tie for a hen. I mean, yeah. Just like I made that pun, I said they need to take American Truck Simulator and mix it with Tears of the Kingdom, and then you get Trucks of the Kingdom, where you drive semis around in Hyrule.
Well, you can actually do that, kinda. You can
really.
You can build
horse and buggy, motherfucker.
Yeah. No, you can actually build like driving machines, flying.
What? Oh,
all kinds of stuff.
That's kind of
cool.
It's
really fucking cool. This game is awesome.
They leaned into everything people wanted. It seems from the old one.
And it's like they saw everyone doing the stuff in the. And the last one with, like, the flying machines or whatever, and thought, let's make that the core, one of the core things of our game.
I was just thinking, like, you go over to Ganon. Ganon's like, you'll never beat my powerful magic. It's like, motherfucker, I got 18 wheels right here. Which one of them do you want in your ass?
Isekai attack.
Isekai truck, motherfucker.
By the way, spoiler-free quick preview here. Again, spoiler-free, of course. There's an air of like horror almost.
Really?
That is very reminiscent of Metroid.
Hmm.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I won't say anything.
It's very early on. Like the beginning, starting point.
So have they made the game like Dark Souls, or is this more like, is it tougher? Is it more difficult than the original, than a normal kind of Ocarina of Time
zone? Honestly, I think it's a lot more concise. Honestly, because like, you know how they tried to make weapons a survivalist thing?
Yeah.
Right. Well, this time, yes, weapons break. I know. But you can just fuse shit together now. It's called Ultra Hand.
Mm-hmm.
This has been shown off, so I don't feel bad about talking about it.
No, yeah. That's fine. No, I did. You can.
But, like, you can just make your own weapons out of all sorts of random bullshit.
Wow.
And you can fuse together, like, driving machines, like we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And. At any point, you can unfuse and fuse things, and you can just mix and match, and you can just do all sorts of bullshit. Like, because see, here's the thing, right? What made me so upset about the weapon breaking was that until you really had a lot of time to map out, like, the best weapons in-game and do the shrines with Breath of the Wild, if you fucked up and, like, broke your shit, there was just nothing.
Wow.
Like, yeah, you couldn't do shit about it.
Yeah, because they tried saying all the Sheikah Slate powers were to get you to think outside the box, but the weapons are such, or the fucking Sheikah powers were such shit, that no, I just need the weapons, because this shit ain't compensating for the weapons. Yeah, whereas this time, I've never really had an issue with a weapon breaking.
Wow.
Like,
so it was really, like, hard in Breath of the Wild.
My weapons have broken, but there's so much around, and you get the fuse power so early on, that it's just a non-issue. Now, maybe this will change, I suppose, later on, but I don't think it's going to. Not if this is an indication.
So do you think it is, like, I mean, I know you haven't finished the game yet, but do you think it is, like, as reviewers have been saying, we know there's a lot of paid ones, but do you think it is, like, the best Zelda that they've made so far, or?
It's like I said,
actually, you know what? So far, I'll say yes, and here's why.
Okay.
Like, Breath of the Wild was the most fun.
Okay.
Even with the weapon-breaking bullshit, it was the most fun I'd had in a Zelda game.
Okay.
And it was the most concise way to play one, and there was such non-linearity that I really was able to just do whatever the fuck I wanted, pretty much.
Yeah, and this game also shares that non-linearity. Even in this one, you can go straight to Ganon.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
Some guy beat it in 94. And,
like, this time, like, I'm having more fun here than I did in Breath of the Wild. It's like I predicted, though. Breath of the Wild was like they're dipping the water, test out what works, and they're going to make a new one, and it's going to be everything but better, yeah. And it seems like I'm right.
Yeah. That's only going to be their formula for the... That's going to be their formula for the foreseeable future, because they know that shit works now.
Good, because I'm sick of the fucking Ocarina of Time clones.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine this physics engine whip, but with, like, the dual world system of the light and dark world? Oh, no, straight up, like, okay. I do love Ocarina of Time. I think the 3D version is the best version.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if that's heresy, it's fucking awesome.
Okay.
But I like Twilight Princess a little bit more when it came to, like, the actual gameplay.
Yeah, I haven't really played... I haven't played too much of it, but I do have it.
Like, I felt that, like, when it came to, like, the combat and the exploration, that, like, Twilight Princess did that a little bit better.
Sure.
Now, I think the story may have been better in other games, sure, but I still enjoyed what was there. Either way, regardless, from like a gameplay perspective, I think Twilight Princess really nailed it.
Right.
And Breath of the Wild was even more fun than that. Like, honestly, I just kind of want to get these games again and just mod them to have an infinite Master Sword and a Hylian Shield.
I can't believe the Master Sword fucking breaks. Could you imagine if the Master Sword broke in Link to the Past? You'd be so fucked.
Oh, like, that's, like, honestly, that's the thing that, like, I really just don't like. Like, it's not enough to be a deal breaker because of what it has to compensate for it.
Right.
But, like, I gotta be honest. The champion weapons and the Master Sword...
Mm-hmm.
And the Hylian Shield, so, like, all the top-tier weaponry
mm-hmm.
and gear. Oh, and whatever bow was equivalent to that tier.
Right.
Right?
Right.
All that gear should have been unbreakable. Because here's the thing. Yeah. By the time you're going to be getting that, it's supposed to be the end of the game.
Right.
Slash post-game.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing. I understand the whole idea of, if I'm going to design a game around certain mechanics, I don't want you to not interact with those. But why does that matter when we're talking about the point of end of game and post game?
Yeah, they give you a fucking motorcycle at the end of the game.
What?
Right, exactly.
It sounds like they so really like, took...
At that point, it's like, okay, like, I get it, but if I've fucking beaten the game, or whatever else, right, I should be able to have that shit. Now, here's the thing. I went and busted my ass the first time around to get the Master Sword before I did the Divine Beast.
Sure.
I fucking earned that shit.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'll do this. I'll compromise. So the Master Sword gets the fucking energy slash power.
Okay.
That should be the shit that breaks and has to recharge, not the sword itself.
Right. Yeah.
The extra buff to it? Okay, if you want to, like, restrict that so that I'm not just completely unchallengeable.
Right.
All right. Okay. Because in total fairness, by that logic, it's like, okay, I get it. You don't want this to be mind-numbingly easy.
Yeah.
So much so that, like, it actually takes the fun out of it.
Right.
I'm good with that. But, like, why do I still have to worry about, oh, my fucking shield breaks. So I have to figure out how to map out all the best weapons so that when that does break, I can go teleport over there and get another one.
Yeah, I mean...
Or do some finagled shit where, like, I teleport, save,
then reload the game so it spawns back in.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, see, weren't they going for the souls thing where your weapons break in souls, though? Because a lot of people...
No, Dark Souls weapons take forever to break.
Oh, these break quick.
You can swing a sword for like 20 minutes before you even have to worry about any weapon you want to keep breaking.
Right. I didn't have a problem with Dark Souls weapons breaking, to be honest. That's one issue I didn't have when I was playing Dark Souls.
No, only when you're, like, in the deepest of the depths and you're just...
Right.
...in a fucking 30-minute
fogfest
against...
That may not be the core issue of weapons breaking themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue is... They did that thing that they started doing in fucking Skyward Sword...
Yeah.
Where they were adding new features, but they were fucking obtuse about it because, hey, look at me, aren't I so smart for making this stupid-ass, annoying-ass feature? Or like, oh, look, it's a strategy, and you're going to strategize. Like, okay, I'm just not going to use shields now.
Right.
Yeah, because look at how many people were just like, you know what, this is so fucking annoying that I'm just going to figure out how to not use shields.
The only thing I liked about Skyward Sword was the sword play.
Well, at least in that game, too, to be fair, you could be like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go do this boss rush bullshit. And then you could unlock the Hylian shield, and it was infinite.
Yeah.
Like, and even when you did the whole Trial of the Sword thing, when they released that DLC, which I think was also with, like, the motorcycle or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, the point is, when they did that, it's like, why is it still not infinite now?
Right.
What kills me is that one-shot, one-death weapon isn't something you can take with you outside of that shrine, which was disappointing.
So, the motorcycle, does it actually look like a real motorcycle, or does it look like something that kind of hodgepodge together from the elements of that world?
No, it's... Yes. Like, it's a cybernetic-looking motorcycle.
What?
That matches the... Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's a robo... It's basically like a robo...
It's got kind
of... Not quite a bat cycle, and made of, like... what the Guardians are made of.
I wonder if they're
gonna
like
those
try
miniature Omnidroids that they ripped off from the fucking Incredibles movie.
I wonder if they're gonna try to put Zelda in like a more futuristic kind of, because that seems like it might
work. They've
been
doing that for years now, let's be honest.
What? The futuristic Zelda?
I mean, that's kind of what Breath of the Wild was trying to do. But it was doing this weird thing where it was like, let's do this timeless thing where you'll see this medieval... Middle Ages kind of shit.
Yeah.
And then, oh, now let's look at this cyberpunk device they have now.
Oh, well, I'm talking about the world, though. Like, if they actually put you in, like, a cyberpunk, like, that would kind of be interesting to see if they would actually do something like that.
They initially wanted to make the first sequel to Zelda take place in the future, and everyone's like, no.
I don't know. I don't know. They might have changed. They might change their minds after this one, just to, because it seems like they might want to experiment. They're either going to do that or they're going to do a Call of Duty formula where they just give you like a new version of what you're playing. Like, you know, they add more things. Because Tears of the Kingdom one.
I just have faith in the people who were making these Breath of the Wild games.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Tears of the Kingdom, though, is like Breath of the Wild, right? It's just like the better version
of
it. Like, yeah.
It's a direct sequel story-wise, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm saying they could continue that for the foreseeable future if they wanted to, as long as it would make enough money.
It's a Zelda game. It's going to make the money.
Well,
come
I know
on.
That.
You
I'm
know
just
it
saying
is.
That if they wanted to do a Call of Duty formula and they know it worked, they could make as many Zelda Breath of the Wild style games as they wanted to. Like, they could make one every few years, and instead of doing the different styles of Zelda like they normally do, They'd be like, okay, well, here's the next Breath of the Wild sequel. And then here's another Breath of the Wild sequel. And I don't think people would get tired of it because the gameplay would be that fun. Yeah,
It took them like 6 years to make this game, and it's super fucking dense. If they just took the original map as a template and was...
Right.
Was like, yeah, here's the entire world with extra shit now.
Yeah, because I think that's... I don't know, they could do that. I'm not saying they will. This is Nintendo, but we don't know.
How far are you into it, Whip?
Within the first couple hours.
Because I know...
Probably
that,
like 2 or 3 hours in.
Because I know that Invader's probably damn near finished with it.
Actually, I don't think I'm anywhere close to finishing this.
Is it that long?
Well, there's again, the world's huge and there's a lot to do.
Let me see, because there
it's
is...
all the optional shit. I mean, if you want to, like, look at me for a reference point, Grim.
All right.
I had hundreds of hours because Breath of the Wild was so non-linear that what I decided I was going to do, because I could... I was going to map out the whole world by doing all the shrines.
Well,
then get all the gear sets.
According to...
Then upgrade them along the way.
According
to... what I could do. And then once I was all geared up, I was then just going to go like dungeon. Get all the divine beasts done, then kick Ganon's ass.
According to how long to beat, the main story is 43 and a half hours, the main and extra is 69 and a half, and completionist, it's not complete, it's not finished yet, which means it doesn't have a direct, but it's 111 hours. 111 hours so far. So far, it's 111 hours to complete everything. Breath of the Wild was... Breath of the Wild was 189 hours completionist.
You
want to know how much time I put into Breath of the Wild?
Hmm.
I feel like I put 300 in.
Holy shit! Resident Evil 4 was...
500!
God darn!
And for me, although to be fair, that 500 was split between normal mode and master mode.
Resident Evil 4... I was also going to say, Resident Evil 4 was 55 and a half hours completionist. That's crazy.
That seems a little long.
Yeah, because the original main story can be beaten just 16 hours.
You're going to have to do the story more than once.
Yep. Oh, you're...
extras, you can't just do the story. You have to get a certain rank, which is tied to your time.
Right. So
probably doing runs until he had all his weapons maxed out.
Okay,
and then it was like, okay, let me implement all these fucking skips and this and that.
Right.
Then he completed it.
Damn, The Witcher 3.
To unlock everything, like the hard mode, this mode, all these other modes, these difficulty levels, etc.
Do I really need to go back and play Bioshock Infinite? Because you can beat it in 11 and a half hours, and I kind of want the story just to be... Like, I haven't played it, but I own it. So I was like, should I go back through and play it?
I'm going to bed.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta be up for it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, man. That's fine. We're only going to be on about 45... We're going to be on for 15 minutes anyway. But, yeah, I was just saying... 11 and a half hours for Bioshock Infinite. I was wondering if it's worth the time.
I heard it's a good game.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to give it a try. But yeah, I mean, it's cool, you know. I'm glad that people are coming together and playing a game and not freaking losing their mind over all this crap that's going on right now. I see so much crap from whatever podcast and all this stuff. And I'm like, guys have just found other shit to do. I mean, they really have. They found other shit to do. And I think women fucking hate it. They don't like that guys have found shit to do that isn't them. Yeah. And, of course, you get looked at as a woman hater and all this shit, but I'm like, no. Like, because people need to find other things to do that isn't the woman. That's the that's the problem with society. Everybody was like, oh, no, we have to coddle women and cater to women all the time. But we got all these video games now. There's literally, and when I mean all these video games, I don't even mean like back in the Nintendo or the Super Nintendo days. I'm talking about thousands of video games.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, like I've said in my videos, we don't just have games that got released here in America, like recently. We've got all these translated games that have come out now. Like, shit that was long, like, never released in the United States finally got translated in English and people can play it now for the first time ever. And then you got hacks and mods. And you got all these new things just coming out. There's so many different games. And there's so many. There's more games to play than hours in your life. Exactly. That's the truth. And these women can't stand it. Some of them are trying to get into gaming. But at the same time, you can tell that a lot of them really just, I'm not saying all of them, because there are some women that are real, legit, fucking dedicated gamers. But a lot of them are just like, well, you know, I kind of wish my husband would pay attention to me and spend time with me. It's like, well, what are you doing? Like, seriously, what are you doing? Why aren't you finding something interesting to do? He's found something fun to do. I'm not saying you can't spend any time with your partner, but damn. At least have time. Look,
you gotta have balance. You gotta have time for yourself.
Yeah.
You have time for your job and other time for yourself, time for your responsibilities, and time for your loved ones.
Even when my friend and his wife were dating, there were times when they were married, and they were a married couple, there were times where they were playing video games. Like, dude was playing a video game and, you know, I mean, she would watch if it was something interesting, but, you know, not all the time. And she would find things to do and he would find things to do. Like, they found other things to do besides each other. And it wasn't like they hated each other. It's like, hey, no, we're people. Just because we're together doesn't mean we have to spend every goddamn fucking waking moment together. And I really hate this rom-com romantic bullshit. Oh, we gotta spend all the time together. It's like, no, because that's not realistic. People don't do that. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't care how madly in love I am with somebody. There's always gonna be fucking game time because I grew up with a controller in my hand. That's just how it's been.
If you're in love with someone and you literally do nothing but spend time with them, it will get maddening.
Oh, yeah.
And it will implode. And you will get to the point where you are so burned out from spending all this time that you just can't stand them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Man, 6 hours in Resident Evil 3? I don't even think I spent 3 hours in Resident Evil 3. God, that game sucked. I'm talking about the remake, not the original. I'm just looking at times for games now. Just seeing what the hell. I have to play Dishonored.